From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The trial and conviction of Martha Stewart was a public spectacle, painful to the domestic diva, certainly, but also painful to her fans. Commentator Earl Pomeran says it's been especially tough for one member of his family.
Our daughter Anna wrote her college entrance essay on how much she admired Martha Stewart. She's always been a huge fan of her show, fascinated by Martha's skills at cooking and crafts, and I suspect attracted by the fact that here was a woman who was actually at home. Although she wasn't really at home, she was in a studio they made look like her home. But no matter. Martha was as close as Anna had to an actual hero, an accomplished woman who can handle a nail gun without flinching and can decorate an entire wedding cake in 13 minutes. When Martha got in trouble, Anna's loyalty was put to the test. And not just a regular test, the test of dealing with someone you admire being accused of doing a bad thing. No, this test was intensified by a twist of fate only life can provide. It turns out Martha Stewart would be prosecuted for her transgressions by our daughter's favorite cousin. Ouch. Our cousin works at the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York City. It would be his job to prove Martha guilty. There was no escaping it. Our family had been caught in the crosshairs of history. At first, Anna's reaction seemed casual, almost flip. When I asked her what the appropriate bail should be for Martha Stewart, she immediately replied, 10,000 brownies. Then things heated up. As the trial approached, there was a muted exchange of phone calls. Our cousin patiently explained how it was not acceptable for people to lie to federal agents, to which Anna plaintively replied, "But it's Martha." Hardly a compelling legal argument, but it came from the heart. It was a terrible dilemma. However the world perceived the trial, for Anna it was Martha Stewart versus Cousin Michael. I imagine this must have been what it was like during the Civil War, when one brother fought for the North and the other for the South, although in this case Anna was fighting on both sides, and nobody got killed. Of course, we now know how the case turned out. Our daughter's reaction? Well, she says she's proud of her cousin, but sad for Martha. But I sense in her a feeling of loss. A perfect person has been shown to be flawed. A matchless porcelain teacup has revealed a crack that despite the 7 different varieties of superglue she has stored in her impeccably arranged craft cupboard, even Martha Stewart cannot mend.
Earl Pomeran lives in Santa Monica, California.